You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Key is here. I am with Key as well, Alan Hahn.
Why wouldn't I be here?
Yeah, you've been on vacation.
I mean, that was so, before yesterday.
I know. It seemed like it was a big deal that you were away for so long, which I would take as that
but
people missed you.
But I wasn't away long. It just felt, you got to get a new mic. It felt like I was away for a long time, but I wasn't away a long time. I just was a few weeks, and that was pretty much it.
All right, good.
I'm entitled to take a vacation. That's part of what you build up. You build up vacation time.
Right.
And then you use it.
Of course you
do. Why would I build up weeks of vacation time and then waste it? It's like air miles, mileage plus or something, and you don't use it and they expire. They're not letting me roll it over.
The good thing is this doesn't bother you at all. But this is that time of year, obviously, when we get ready for the football season and it's the training camp part. When does it become the monotony? Like, Key, like, when do you – because you said this, how you start to smell it in the air. Like, when you're in July, you know it's coming and you're excited for it. You get to camp. You see everybody. You're excited for that. At one point, do you reach that, like, the dog days of training camp where you're like, man, let's just get to the season. I'm already sick
for sure.
Of this.
Oh, by the time you get ready to get close,
are we at it? Like, is it second week of August? Like, are we in it?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's changed a little bit since I retired.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
About how they go about practice. To me, their practices aren't as, I don't want to say tough, but demanding. It's more mental than physical.
How's that? How's it more mental?
Because they're not out there. Man, you realize what we were doing when we was in training camp? The stuff that we used to have to do?
You were still part of the Two-A-Days.
Like, yes, well, real
late
Two-A-Days.
Late 90s, yeah. You had Bill Parcells.
Like real,
what am I talking about?
Like real.
You almost did Three-A-Days.
Well, as I would tell Bill, playing for you is like dog years. I mean, it's not, you know, it's one of those deals where.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. It was you wake up, you know, your feet hurt. You walk into the building, you're getting treatment before practice, treatment after practice, meetings all day long. By the time you get through that second week of practice, you're just like going into that first preseason game. You just want to get to the first preseason game because by the time, I think it's the second preseason game, the light is at the end of the tunnel, you're getting ready to break camp.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of know, okay. And when you get to the second preseason game, practice becomes lighter. Those first 2 weeks, they're trying to not only look at you, but they need to look at all the new faces and see what those new faces are because they know what you could do. As a veteran starter on the team, they just want to make sure you're in shape and you're doing everything that you're capable of doing.
It used to be the training camp was a way to, like, you play yourself into shape. That's the old days, right? The old days were that's why they did training camp. Now you've got to show up in shape, and it's a matter of now just, what, getting you sharp for the season, getting everything that they want done.
I think that's about right.
Every training camp of every sport, nobody likes it.
But what I would tell you, if you take a percentage of a team, 90-plus percent of a team always come in shape. Professional athletes are in shape. They're never out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
They just may look different. If they're a big boy, they may come in, you know, a little heavier than norm. But the big boys usually, you know, some body types, no matter what they do, they just bad bodies. It's just, you got a bad body. It's just, you know.
I can relate to that.
And so they look out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in shape. And when they're in training camp, they kind of just coast along and they're getting themselves in shape, whether it was when I played or whether it's today. I mean, it's just what it is. Off seasons are extremely important. And different for professional athletes now, football players, so to speak, now than they were back then because of the off-season conditioning programs that was taking place at the facilities.
So with that in mind, how much emphasis do you put on what a team looks like in camp? Like, you're big on visual. You're very visual. You watch a player, you say he just looks right. Like, that's a big keyism. So when you have a team, how big is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks into camp, that they look right? Or do you feel like, oh, it's a long season, good teams figure it out? Where are you on that?
Well, it all depends, Alan, on what that team is doing. Like, what is it that they're screwing up? Are they crisp in certain periods? Is 707 red zone? Or are they just slicing and dicing? Is the quarterback hitting the receivers in sync? Is the ball at their ankles? Or is it in the pocket where he could catch and run? Like, you start looking at all of those sort of things, and it'll tell you whether or not that particular player is ready. The receivers breaking down the DBs. Is that defensive end coming around the edge like a Ferrari rounding, coming around a big 18-wheeler just around the corner? Mm-hmm. That's how you know. It's like, oh, okay, this dude gonna turn some stuff out. You can tell.
You can get it, yeah. So you have a feel for your team. All right, well, with that in mind, let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because Bruce Arians, of the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he said something yesterday that it sounded like he was sounding the alarm for his offense. Or is he just trying to light a fire under his team, knowing what they are, where they are in training camp? But let's just take a listen to how he feels the offense has looked lately.
Probably the worst offensive practice we've had in 3 years. Kind of a pattern of behavior now. After a day off, our offense just stinks, and they got to break that habit. But defensively, they answered the bell. They came out and dominated the entire practice, and it was good to see.
What do you think the reason is why the offense struggles coming off a day off?
Ask them. I mean, you can't be worn more than every week. So drop passes, missed assignments on basic plays. It's just a lack of concentration.
That's Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So Bruce Arians basically said his offense stinks.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
So yeah, right, so you're putting this at a level of where? 1 to 10 of urgency?
5.
Well, that's all right, it's middle.
A 4. Middle. I mean, it's not – first of all, Tom Brady shouldn't have been at the Hall of Fame.
Is that, you think that's part of the reason?
His hips were tight because he was flying private back and forward and got a little tired. No, I think, though, when you – or in this training camp stuff, you wake up sometimes, and there's always 1 or 2 days in training camp where the offense teams just look bad. It's like they can't get out of their cuts because they're stiff, they're tired, their legs are tired. You know, they're just tired, even with a day off. Even though you got a day off, you're not ready to come back. You know, you're like, oh, man, I got this day off, dog.
But that attitude key also could be something that
makes it
so difficult to repeat as a champion. No. And it's something that I love to say. It's hard to eat when you're full.
When is the Super Bowl next year?
It's in February.
And where are we at?
Yeah, I know. We're in
so
August.
You think
that's
gonna
why
stay,
I'm asking
you.
Gonna,
you think from August to February they're gonna stay the same? This particular team that brings everybody back, including the coaching staff. Because they look bad. They just they probably look bad. Like you said, they're dropping balls. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown can't get in and out of his break. Chris Godwin hamstring hurts. Tom Brady is just chilling. Leonard Fournette dropped a few balls. Ronald Jones didn't practice. It just that happens. I'm not literally saying these are the things that are happening. I'm just giving examples of what could be the case. Maybe the offensive linemen are jumping off sides. The defense, one thing the defense, all they do is see ball, go get ball, run and hit. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. They're just a reaction. Where on the offensive side of the ball, there's so much that you have to process and do. That's it. So much defensive players, all they got to do is get to a spot. They're told, you be there, space it out, this is where it's at. It's a totally different game on the offensive, defensive side of the ball. Most of the times, the defense – of personnel will kick the you know what out of the offense. They will just in during training camp they always get the best of the offense.
What was training camp like after winning the Super Bowl for you and your group? Like what, like your group, was it good enough to repeat? Did you guys have
We should have won two Super Bowls back to back. There's no question.
Then why didn't you?
Well, because we had a different type of team, though, man. Our team was made up of so many superstars and egos.
What do they look like now?
Yeah, but they don't have what we had. I'm sorry to say it. They got one dude. They got one guy.
They have Gronk.
They got one guy. Tom Brady.
Okay.
In terms of a superstar. In we had so
their
many.
Their defense has stars. But
yeah, but they not – their defense is good, but egos.
Uh-huh.
There is no Warren Sapp on that team, man. There just isn't. There is no Simeon Rice and Derrick Brooks. There isn't. There's no John Lynch and Rondé Barber, and that's just on the defensive side. We had a coach that had a doll in his office that was Chucky. Now, think about it.
Yeah.
You know, then like, if we go to the offensive side, one and only,
not
they had to deal with me. So I'm just saying, when you got that type of – it was a lot going on. We had a rock star and general manager in Rich McKay. Like, it was just a different
– So you don't see that – with this group.
No.
The current Bucks, you don't see that becoming a bit of
because
an issue for them.
Because, number one, the head coach isn't trying to make it about him. He's not trying to make it about him. John Gruden, for all it's worth, was trying to make it about him. As a young head coach, this was what I did. Look at me. I took them to the Super Bowl. This is factual. This is not – I'm not making this up to do sports talk radio. This is not a dig at Coach Gruden. This is factual. Anyone that followed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or know anything about our run to the Super Bowl understood that the next year, in the midst of trying to get back to the Super Bowl, our damn general manager couldn't stand the dude. He left in the middle of the season to go take another job. Where have you ever seen that at? That was our issues. The Buccaneers' current team – they don't have those issues.
Okay.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine in terms of –
I was waiting for those words from you because I want that on record. That's all I was asking.
If they don't make it –
so Bruce Arians is just trying to light a fire right now.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl this year, huh?
Yeah.
It won't be because of today or yesterday.
It won't be because they aren't motivated or they just
– Absolutely not.
Again, hard to eat when you're full. I mean, that's the phrase that comes
back. They're not full.
The team's like,
they're not full.
All right. They're hungry. Well, we'll certainly find out. With that in mind, though, as you mentioned, the Bucks are one of the favorites, but it doesn't mean that they can't be beat. So who are the biggest threats to the Bucks repeating as the Super Bowl champs, and why is one of them already dealing with what is a setback for their most important player? That we'll discuss after Key has this from DoorDash.
DoorDash here with Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try DoorDash for free and get special savings. Exclusive menu items and $0 delivery fees. Year round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in a DoorDash app and stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply.
That's what's so scary about this Bucks organization, man. Like, they peaked in the Super Bowl, and everybody came back.
This is what Tom Brady does. Defy expectations.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's one of those mornings. I'm just feeling that. We're laughing about a lot of things that most people listening probably wouldn't understand. So it's like that inside joke stuff, but... still, from the minute I got here, I've been laughing. And the good news is, the minute I got here, you were already here today.
Yeah, I got here.
That's a good
early.
Thing.
Well, yesterday was just,
I was ready to call you at 4:30 just
now.
No,
I was
sure.
Good. Yesterday was just, I was so super tired. My kids
I had an
up.
Alert on my phone saying wake up key.
No, I was good. I wasn't gonna make the same mistake twice.
I didn't think so.
No, we don't do that.
But that wasn't a mistake. That was just, you know, it happens.
That's why when I got married the first time, I waited to get married the second time. I'm gonna make it back to back.
Yeah.
No, we won't make it a mistake twice.
You and me both, Sonny.
Yeah, we're gonna wait. We're gonna hold out for a little bit, baby. A long time.
Let's make sure we get this one right. So as we were talking about Bruce Arians not happy with the Bucks, right? And you're saying much ado about nothing. It's not you don't expect it to be a harbinger
no.
for the type of season the Bucks are going to have. Nope. You still see them as a legit contender to repeat.
Yeah,
as
they're
champion,
one of the
right?
top. They're one of the top five teams in the conference that
okay.
can go.
So they can repeat.
They can repeat.
They can repeat.
They can like repeat, or they can get.
You're
knocked
buying
off.
That.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm buying it 100%.
Okay, you're buying that. So with that in mind, though, it's, you know, again, the NFC is tough. And the NFC has Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay, which
really?
Keeps Green Bay. As I just like saying that over and over again because I was right and you were wrong. But Green Bay then stays in the conversation as a contender as well. But can the Dallas Cowboys be a threat to the Bucs in the NFC?
I think if their defense gets right, they have all the tools on offense when they're healthy. And if the defense can get right and guys like Michael Parsons can learn the NFL game, he's taken off a year. He's off a year because of he opted out
right.
of college. If they can get Dan Quinn, can get that unit right, then
they're
I think
the young
they,
group, right?
I think they can contend. They just got to be a bunch of wild dogs running around hitting and flying and let the offense score points. And give the offense an opportunity to get the ball back and give the offense an opportunity to score points. I think they could be right there as one of those top five teams that I talk about in the NFC.
Dallas is going to be a team everybody talks about there. Hard Knocks, that's going to be interesting. That starts tonight, I believe.
Here's how I look at Hard Knocks.
Come on. Everybody loves watching it because you see so much behind the scenes. There's always
yeah.
a character that emerges. So
no,
the
is.
Cowboys are already that America's team. We talk about them all the time, already a polarizing team. Add Hard Knocks to the mix. They're going to be a team we talk about a lot.
Absolutely. But it's the Cowboys, so you're going to talk about them. But how I always look at teams is I say, can that guy start for another team? And so when I look at certain positions in the Cowboys, especially on the offensive side, mm-hmm. you start to say, can that guy start for them? Can that guy start for them?
They got three wide receivers that can start for teams.
That's what I'm saying. They got a running back.
Yeah.
They got a quarterback. Some offense.
If their offensive line stays healthy,
if that left tackle
yep.
is still the left tackle that he was, five, right. six, 7 years ago,
right.
they're going to be all right. Is Zach Martin going to be okay? I mean, like when you start looking at different pieces, you start to say, well, it's not a lot of players that you can take off of teams and swap these guys out.
But
that's a plus.
My problem with Dallas is not their talent issue. It's their health issue, and it not just the offensive line, it's their quarterback. And Dak Prescott is hurt again. And I know I was joking about it yesterday, just overreacting.
But is he hurt?
Yes.
Or is
he's got a shoulder issue for a quarterback? That's a problem.
Situation where we want a soreness. He hasn't really thrown in a long time. There's soreness that is there. We just want to chill. He's throwing. Look, I can guarantee you he's doing something, but we just don't know what he's doing. I can guarantee you that, which means that he's throwing with the trainers.
He hasn't played in almost a year.
That's okay. He doesn't need to play in the preseason.
Okay.
I wouldn't play him anyway.
You don't need reps at all.
Absolutely.
No rhythm, no
I
timing,
no
reps,
I have
nothing.
Him nowhere near a preseason game. Anywhere near a preseason game.
That part I understand because you want to keep him healthy. But, all right, so Jerry Jones was telling reporters this about Dak. He said they talked about throwing arm care and arm recovery. They advised rather than work through progression on healing, but to go cold turkey and make sure the injury is repaired. Now, it sounds like he's downplaying it. Like, sounds to me like it's not, we have to make sure he recovers, so we're just going to shut him down. It's like a pitcher in baseball. Got to shut him down
yeah,
for 10
Yeah, there's probably
days.
Some inflammation in his shoulder. It's probably a little sore and stiff, and you just kind of want to calm it down.
Okay.
What you want to see the toy out on the field? Is that what it is?
Oh, no.
Not you per se. I mean, like people.
Of
they
course
wanna,
people do.
They want to see the toy.
What, Cowboys fans don't want to see Dak Prescott
yeah, but
under center?
You cannot get so enamored with watching him at practice. Worry about the games. Don't get caught up in
But I
watching
am worried about
the
games
ball.
With him because what I'm worried about is, as we said, they could be a contender. But the caveat is, will the offensive line stay healthy? And will he stay healthy? Because that's a problem. Can he stay healthy enough to be what they need him to
do? I've never known him to miss a game due to injury other than his ankle. I've never known him to miss a game due to injury other than his ankle.
Once there's one, then there's another, and then
the ankle ain't got nothing to do with the damn shoulder, huh? Come on now.
It doesn't? Okay.
No!
All right. Well, all right.
You think he's compensating his
– No.
Okay.
I don't think he's compensating. I don't think he's compensating. I'm just saying that injuries tend to come in bunches for players. You get hurt, and then you stay hurt.
He's fine, man.
Okay. Let's hope he stays fine. All right. So Bruce Arians overreacted. There's nothing to see here. Dak Prescott, everything's fine. When did you become Kevin Bacon?
It's not that. I know that how coaches speak and do things and talk. I've been around so many of them angry, you know what's that. Yeah. That's the way that they operate.
I know.
I once had Bill Parcells walk off the field, and you remember this as a Jet fan, and Evan do too, I'm sure. The week we were playing the New England Patriots, he took the entire staff off the field and made us practice by ourselves because he didn't like the way we looked. And then he sat in the window at the top of his office and looked outside the window at us practicing, and we saw him. He made the tower come down and everything just to see if we was going to practice, threw the scripts on the ground, tried to have the fake, and then we went up and smashed New England on that Sunday. It's
motivation.
That's what they do.
All right, it's motivation. So you understand, though, with Sports Talk Radio, we're supposed to go crazy and say it's terrible. The sky is falling.
No, that's my problem is I don't just say stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the Cowboys, by the way, have a 2.5% chance to win the Super Bowl. That's according to our Football Power Index. Is that too high, too low, just right? Key tells you after I tell you about O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside.
Come on
now. You can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Individually, every big athlete usually has big goals. Super Bowl championship and Super Bowl MVP. What can you possibly do to top this?
Win another one.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
NFL Training Camp 2021 with Keyshawn Johnson, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The offensive line is retooled. After watching what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, if I was Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, I would have certainly upgraded that, and that is what they did. They want to protect their star-studded quarterback, make sure he gets the football to the plethora of wide receivers. He's also got a big tight end in Kelce. So what will we see in training camp from the Kansas City Chiefs? Hopefully, that offensive line protects that quarterback and won't have any more issues like they had against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This is the biggest season ever. The countdown to the NFL season continues. Weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. Oh, go ahead.
It's just, we ain't there yet. It ain't Friday yet, but we good.
Yes, you're right about that. Yeah. But you have a sneaky good voice, like a sneaky good singing voice.
Well, it's okay.
Like you pretend a little bit, like, you know. But it, I bet you, though.
I don't need you getting all fuzzy and stuff. Come on, man. Go on.
You could belt it out, though.
Go on, man. Go on, man. Go on, man. Because I don't need you getting all fuzzy and stuff.
I'm not getting fuzzy.
You know, all tickled and stuff. Go on, man.
Now I'm uncomfortable. So we were just discussing. We were just, like, you have a good voice. Man. Okay.
New Yorker. What did you expect?
How does that have to do with anything? See, you can't handle a compliment. So, actually, you can. The Bucks are a team that you expect to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the Cowboys. So the FPI came out, the Football Power Index, as we are now trying to figure out what are the best teams, the teams with the best chance to win the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs come in, not the Bucks. The Chiefs come in with the best chance at 19%. So they are, I guess, what would be the favorite or the team most likely to win the Super Bowl, according to the FPI, at 19%. The Bucks are second at 15%. We'll go through the rest, but those are two by far favorites.
Yeah.
So we could have a repeat of the Super Bowl
based
on FPI. Of these two teams, which one do you say has the better chance to get to the Super Bowl or back to the Super Bowl?
I would say Kansas City Chiefs. Although I go back and forth on these things with Kansas City because I feel like they're destined for a disappointing type season. Like one of those seasons where they're
a regression?
A little bit. Like they win the division going away and then they get bounced in the first round.
Yeah.
Like that it just feels like that because
like
if
Bills,
you look,
Browns, like somebody might get them.
Yeah, championship, two straight Super Bowls, step back, now they get the next Super Bowl eventually. It just feels that way. Not that I'm right. I don't mean that I'm right or anything like that. It just feels that way. But look, they went out, they retooled the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They certainly knew exactly what the problems were in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if they can protect Patrick Mahomes, he has so many weapons offensively, we know what the offense is going to do. The defense is better than what most people think under Spags. So when you look at it, I think it's an easier road for them to get back to the Super Bowl than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because I believe that the NFC is somewhat loaded when you talk about the Green Bay Packers, the Seattle Seahawks, the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of people got the Rams in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what New Orleans is looking like without Michael Thomas in the lineup, a new Jameis Winston at quarterback. So when you start to look at some of those sort of things, what are the Chicago Bears going to be? We know they got a good defense, but will a young guy in Justin Fields all of a sudden give them what Lamar Jackson was able to give Baltimore a few years ago? Then you talk about the Washington football team. Can they do enough defensively to somehow cast the doubt away from their offense that they can carry the load? Then the one team that everybody seemed to hate are the Dallas Cowboys. Can they stay healthy on the offensive line? Can Dak Prescott stay healthy? We talked about that a minute ago. Ezekiel Elliott get back to where he was 3 years ago? Is the offensive side of the ball, the strength of their team, going to do what they were capable of doing? Now can Dan Quinn and the defense get things together? So, for me, the NFC is a much stronger conference than the AFC. Kansas City, Cleveland, Baltimore, Buffalo, and maybe New England, in the AFC. Other than that,
you think it stops there?
I think it stops there. Who else? I don't believe in Tennessee. We saw with Carson Wentz without – they don't even have a quarterback
yeah,
right now.
See, the Colts – yeah, right, that's true. The Colts
– Miami? I mean, like where
– Tennessee.
The Raiders? Not,
yeah.
Denver?
Right. Well, not Denver.
I'm just saying.
Chargers,
like, they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
I'm throwing teams out there. So when you look at those five
Texans
teams that I mentioned –
Texans obviously have completely fallen out of what used to be they were a team you
would
talk
about. You
mentioned
those
well.
Five teams – and then from after those five teams, it's like, what else is there left?
Okay.
I can run through about nine teams
in
NFC.
But the AFC feels like it's a little more top-heavy as far as those few teams you named are really good in comparison to the NFC, where it feels like after the Bucs, maybe the Packers, you don't have that.
Oh, man.
Really,
Seattle is good.
You think the Saints, Seattle, Rams, like all those
I don't
teams
know
are
what
still
the Saints,
there?
I don't know
the
what
Saints
the Saints
are not what they used to be.
The Saints lost Drew Brees, so that means they lost a lot.
So
but we don't know what Jameis Winston is I'm assuming Jameis is a starter.
I am too, and he better be, because if he's not, but then when you talk
Green Bay, you talk first of all the NFC West alone.
The whole division is good.
The whole division is good.
Yeah.
I hate on Arizona a lot just because that's just in my nature. I just think it's too hot out there. So I hate it. I pick on them. But that whole division, in all honesty, though, Alan, is so strong. Put them over there. It's a strong division. Mm-hmm. Then you look at Tampa Bay. And then you say, well, what is New Orleans in the South? But then we go to where's Minnesota at? In this situation, we know what Green Bay is with Aaron Rodgers. We saw that the last 2 years in an NFC championship. Chicago, let's assume Andy Dalton becomes the Red Rifle and he holds off Justin Fields. That defense is a playoff caliber defense. We saw it.
It is. All right, let's go through them then. As you're mentioning, I think you mentioned almost every single team except three in the NFL. So let's go through it. So let's do too high, too low, or just right when it comes to these the FPI percentages of winning the Super Bowl. So the Chiefs are at 19%. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
I think that's just about right.
Just right?
Okay. I think that's right.
The Bucks are 15%. Too high, too low, just right?
Just right.
All right, so those are your favorites. Now it drops off. The Bills are the third team here. 9%.
Too high.
Too high.
Too high. I think that there's teams like Green Bay that are in front of them. Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. They don't lose anybody at all, right? They add pieces in the draft. They just went out and got Randall Cobb. The coaching staff is intact. Everything is calm and cool and collective. Aaron Rodgers renewed his membership, golf membership in Milwaukee, Green Bay. So everything is good.
So you mentioned the Packers should be above the Bills. They're next, tied with percentage-wise, three other teams. So the Packers, Ravens and 49ers are all at 6% chance, and they are behind the Chiefs, Bucks, and Bills. So let's start with the Packers. You're saying too low?
I think they're too low. I think they should be the third team.
All right. Ravens at also 6%. Too high, too low, or just right?
I think they're a little bit too high.
Too high. Okay.
I think they're too high.
49ers.
Too high.
Too high.
Yeah.
Okay. Browns are next. They and the Rams and the Seahawks are all at 5%. So let's start with the Browns. Too high, too low, or just
too low.
Right? Too low.
Yeah, too low.
So you would put the Browns over the Ravens?
I would put the Browns over the Ravens.
Okay. The Rams at 5%. Too high, too low, just right?
Just right.
Just right.
Just right.
Seahawks at 5%.
I think they're too low. I think the Seahawks are too low. I understand Russell Wilson got off to a hot start last year. They went with a different philosophy as he started to turn the football over. They decided, hey, we're going to do what got us there in the Super Bowl the two times that we were there, which is run the football, play solid and sound defense. After we bring over Jamal Adams, he gets healthy. We certainly went in that direction. If I'm Seattle, I'm looking at it and saying we were a much better football team the first half of the season throwing the football than we were the middle half, but yet and still on the back end we got stronger because we went with our core values, which is play defense and run the football and not allow mistakes on the offensive side by throwing the ball because we couldn't protect Russell Wilson, who by all means held the ball a little longer than what he probably should have.
We'll get to more on the Seahawks. You are very high on them. I'm a bit surprised, but we'll get more on them in a moment.
But why?
Well, they had their issues defensively. And they have their issues defensively.
But they calmed it down. They were bad defensively early.
As Bart Scott once said, they have a legion.
But I can't listen to
Bart. But there's no boom.
Bart is an ex-football player. I can't listen to him.
He's a defensive player.
Yeah, I listen.
He's an ex-football player.
Yeah, I can't listen to him.
Well, all right. Just rounding out, just so you know, because we did mention the Cowboys, and they're at 2.5%. That's the 13th, by the way, according to FPI. 13th best chance. So not very high. Between them, you have the Titans at 3%, the Pats, and the Colts. Now, the Colts are a team to me. Would they be your biggest question mark team that
– Well, they just dropped completely.
They have
Carson,
to, right?
Yeah, they're not anywhere near.
And Nelson. I mean, you're talking about two huge pieces.
I focus in on Carson Wentz because he's the quarterback. But
they go
lose,
hand in hand.
You lose Nelson and you lose Carson Wentz for an extended period of time.
And they're
time.
Talking about playing a six-round pick rookie over Eason because Eason doesn't look like he's ready. They don't have somebody. As a quarterback, even if it's to the first month
you
of the
cannot,
season, they don't have a quarterback.
As
right
somebody
now.
Who's played with many quarterbacks in my career, if you don't have one of those, you might as well just go home.
That's a fact.
Backups are backups for a reason.
And you know what? I think if Nelson's not ready to come back, Wentz is
Quentin,
ready.
Quentin
don't
Nelson.
You think that Wentz shouldn't come back until Nelson's ready to come back? Why would you have him come back without your most important protector in front of him?
I mean, if he's ready to come back, it doesn't matter to
sure?
me. If he's ready to come
right.
back.
All right, you say
but
that.
But I think the Colts should drop out of there. The Titans, they're about right. It's about right. But I think New England is too low. I think New England
2.6%.
I think New England and Dallas are both too low. New England, I just do.
And Dallas. All right, yeah, and they yeah, are. And they are again.
No, people just for whatever reason.
It's 12-13.
They looking at the New England Patriots last season and not factoring in everything. Man, they got their whole defense in back intact. They got that, and they bring over Matt Patricia from Detroit. No matter what you think about him as a head coach with Detroit.
Well, he knows what Bill wants. I mean, clearly.
It's, yeah. Come on, man. Seriously? Like, how many times have you seen in these leagues or these teams get their ex-coaches back that ran a unit for them, and they just cooking? Think about when Todd Bowles was in Arizona as a defensive coordinator and went to become the Jets head coach. It didn't work out. He went back to Tampa Bay, and they just won the damn Super Bowl. And his defense, since he's been in Tampa Bay, been lights out. Because that's what he knows and knows how to do it well. And that's the same thing, I think, in terms of New England and Matt Patricia. And then on the offensive side, when we talk about the New England Patriots, I don't give a damn what you think about Cam Newton. Bill Belichick says he's a starter. Well, and they went out and got all the other players offensively.
You got two tight ends. You got a couple of receivers who are big, strong receivers. I agree with you on the offensive side. Get Stephon Gilmore in the fold. Get him. That's taken care of.
That's going to get figured out, man.
You know that stuff always gets figured out. But I'm with you on the Patriots. They are that team that's laying in the weeds. They are that sneaky team that people are going to sleep on and you're going
to – Bill forgot how to coach.
That's a mistake. Yeah, no. Come on. You know that's coming. All right, so let's get back, though – to the conversation we were just having about the Seahawks. You are very high on them.
Yes.
And they are in a tough division. Yes. They are in a tough division.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's going to be a very competitive division. There's going to be a really good team that doesn't make the playoffs out of that division.
It'll
right?
probably be Arizona.
You think it's Arizona?
I just think it's Arizona.
Yeah. So we'll discuss Arizona and Kyler Murray and stuff a little bit later on the show. But let's listen to Russell Wilson, who, like you, has high expectations. He talked about their offense and what he thinks they can be this year.
I think we can be the number one offense in football. I mean, I don't see why not. We're up for it. We're ready. We were really good last year, you know, and had a lot of great things that we did last year. But we can be even better. And I think that, you know, for us, just watching the maturation of DK, watching obviously just continual growth of Tyler Lockett, it's been really, I mean, he's one of the best receivers in football for the past several years.
Mm. What helps, obviously,
it's like taking candy from a baby on that highlight.
You're watching the highlights right now on ESPN2, and as we're very good at making everybody look great, we don't show the deficiencies. And obviously, Russell Wilson, as we know, is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's an MVP candidate almost every year, but he definitely needs Dwayne Brown. Talk about in the fold. They got to take care of that business as well.
Yeah, but that's all negotiations. The season doesn't start until September.
We've got a couple of weeks, yeah.
It's all negotiations.
Right, so you're not worried about that. Although he spoke up about it. He spoke about how important that is and making sure that he's taken care of as well. But you're not as concerned about them defensively as what they used to be compared to what they are now. They're going to rely heavily now on Russell Wilson carrying this team making sure the offense.
They got better defensively the second half of the season. I think that they still have some improvement.
Oh, speaking of, they got to pay Jamal Adams.
Yeah, but that's not difficult.
Okay,
they'll get it done.
Okay,
that's why he's there. When they traded for him and gave up two number one picks, what do you think that they just said? Oh, we'll never have to pay him. No, they know they got to pay him, Allen, and they understand that.
Right,
it's not news that they got to pay him. Why would they trade for a guy and expect for him to play on the same salary again? He's not going to do it, and they know that.
What's different about the Seahawks, the way they finished the season last year? What's different about them?
Well, first of all, they got a new offensive coordinator. I think when you think about the running game for them, they went through five running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're back healthy. So now they kind of know what that is. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line, you mentioned Dwayne Brown, one of the best left tackles in the game. So he's there. And I 2 years ago, so I think it was two to three years ago, they led the league in rushing. Last year, they threw the ball extremely well in the beginning of the season for the first, I don't know, 9-10 games of the year. They were throwing the ball pretty well until Russell started turning it over. So if you can put those two things together, they understand the division, okay? The Rams are picked by a lot of people to win it because of Matthew Stafford. But yet and still, they just lost Cam Akers at the running back spot.
Yeah, that's a
big
loss.
They lost a lot on defense okay? Even though some of the players played a little bit for the Rams on defense, they still were not starters.
Okay.
They were reserve players that are now being put.
Still has two legit stars, there's Leonard no Floyd. Question. Like they've got – that's still a stacked
it's
defense.
It's a stacked defense with a new defensive coordinator calling the plays in Raheem Morris.
Right.
So that's a shift and a change.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers, when you look at the division, they all coming back and trying to get healthy. All their key players are trying to stay healthy, including Nick Bosa. So when you start there, you're like, okay, what is that? They got a quarterback issue to decide on. So when you start to look at it, then you get to the Arizona Cardinals, and you say to yourself, they've upgraded at some position. Now Chandler Jones, I believe, wants to be traded or be gone or something, right? I mean, so you starting there. Watt is there. They bring in A.J. Green at the receiver position. Offensively, they're going to put up numbers because that's what they do. They throw the ball all over the lot.
Mm-hmm.
But can they sustain drives? Can they be consistent? Can they win the games that they need to win to be competitive within the division? I think the experience in Seattle, having been there, done that, I think it helps them down. It helps them for the long haul down the road.
What is your biggest concern for them then? What has to go right for them? Is it as simple as we always say this about every team? Russell Wilson has to stay healthy. Like, is it as simple as that?
Of course. They know. Like, for the Seahawks to be like what Tavares you – Jack.
I know.
No, that's not who the backup. Who's the backup?
It doesn't matter.
Geno Smith.
Is it really?
Yeah, Geno Smith is
their
backup.
Is he still in the league?
Yeah, he's their backup.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's their backup.
Wow. He just caught me by surprise on that one. But is it simple? Is it as simple as Russell Wilson? Like, to me, if the Seahawks are what you are projecting them to be this year – he should be the MVP.
Seattle has been in the mix every single year, man. They're in the mix every single year in the NFC. When have they not been in the mix?
They're always in the – well, at the end of last season. Like, they were –
They were in the mix. It wasn't the same, they were in the mix.
They felt like a franchise that had had their day and was starting to trend down. Why, you know, and then Russ had his offseason that he has about I'm not happy here, and then the trade rumors. And as you said, that was all for nothing. But I don't know what are you projecting them to be? What is their offense going to be?
I think it'll be high power. I think they could, when you think about
when you say high power, where would you rank them? What do you think their potential is to be in the league?
Top four offensively.
Oh, so they're going to put up numbers. I mean, they're going to be it's going to
top
be
four,
like a,
top
like a
four
28 to 30 average points.
Yeah. Because I look at Green Bay. High flying.
Yeah, they'll put up numbers.
They're going to put up numbers. Buffalo going to put up numbers. Kansas City going to put up numbers. Seattle put up numbers. That's kind of where I think that's going to go for them.
That'd be amazing because it would be a complete flip of what they used to be, which is that team that shut you down, 12th man, tough building to play in. That's not a tough building to play in anymore because that defense isn't what it used to be. The intimidation
factor.
That's
still a tough
building. Come on. Not what it used to be. All right, Keith thinks the Chiefs could take a step back, but someone who just was in Chiefs camp tells us what they think about getting back to the Super Bowl. That's next.